In this report, how just one fingerprint on the lens of the eyesight safety camera on a brand new Subaru ended up costing more than $10,000 to fix. This is card-carrying, institutionalized ownership insanity with a side serve, as I see it, of engineering incompetence. I'm Johnny Logan from AutoExpert.com.au, new cars cheap, but Australia only, website, card. About a month ago, I get this plaintive cry for assistance by email from a viewer named Liz. Liz bought a brand new Subaru Outback and promptly cracked the windscreen. Of course. Thanks very much, oncoming truck. Flat tires and cracked windscreens, still part of the rich tapestry of car ownership, even in the 21st century. Yes. But in the case of the screen, not even Nostradamus himself could have possibly foreseen a future in which an eye-watering $10,000 repair bill was silently hurtling towards you, right? How does this even happen? This report is sponsored by NordVPN. Get 4 extra months of Nord free now at nordvpn.com/AEJC. Cyber threats are very real, and we are all exposed to them every day. But you absolutely do not have to be the next victim. You need countermeasures, and that's what NordVPN does in the background. You don't need to understand it, you just need the protection. Data encryption, hidden IP address, everything locked down, nice and secure. Go to nordvpn.com/AEJC now. Grab the 2-year plan at a massive discount, plus 4 extra months free and an additional surprise gift. I don't know what it is. Let me know if you sign up. nordvpn.com/AEJC. Link in the description. You subscribe, you download the app, and you connect. One click later, your IP address is shielded and your online traffic is masked with NSA-level encryption across as many as 6 of your devices. Nord is, of course, the fastest VPN on the planet, and it costs only about as much as one cup of coffee every month to keep your data, your identity, and your devices secure. Your location will be masked, and this means you'll be able to access streaming and other services that might be blocked where you live. Plus, you can continue to watch your favourite content when you travel. You might even be able to score great deals on travel and accommodation, which are not offered at home. That kind of thing happens all the time. Go to nordvpn.com/AEJC now. Boost your online security and enjoy that discount plus those extra 4 months of free subscription time and that surprise gift. It's totally risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/AEJC. Link in the description. Thanks very much to Nord for sponsoring this report. As thousands of Australians do every year, Liz takes her car to Windscreens O'Brien for a new screen. Like, how hard can this actually be? They rang me. Really sorry we were unable to get the camera to calibrate. This happens occasionally. We will need to replace it with a genuine Subaru windscreen. Windscreens O'Brien to Liz there. And I guess, okay, the Subaru owner's manual obviously says only ever use a genuine screen, but owner's manuals are dripping in this genuine parts promoting bullshit when this is usually totally unnecessary. In fact, it's generally little more than a reach around, and it has been thus since the year dot. So Liz saddles up and gets back on the new windscreen roller coaster. New windscreen number 2. Genuine Subaru screen this time, so yay. Doubtless she's fantasizing about how this will all be but a distant memory next month. A week later, once the glue had sufficiently hardened, the windscreen was replaced again. And guess what? They couldn't calibrate the camera. This happens occasionally. You will need to take it to Subaru, as their calibration software is better than ours. Windscreens O'Brien there, obviously at the limit of its functional competency with Subaru Outback windscreens. This is obviously turning into windscreen replacement inception hell Nightmares within nightmares within nightmares. And guess what, dude? They just keep getting worse. Drop off at Subaru and receive a phone call shortly thereafter. Sorry, we can't calibrate the camera as there is a fingerprint on the lens. The camera will need to be replaced. So I questioned why this is the case and why can't the lens be cleaned. The service manager's response was, that is what Subaru states must happen if the lens is touched. It should not be cleaned as this may affect the camera's function down the track. The obvious question at this point, like apart from whose fucking fingerprint is it, is how much is this gonna cost? Is the dealership full of shit and trying to make a buck, $9,600 ballpark figure, out of O'Brien? Or does Subaru, the OEM, indeed state that the camera must be replaced if the lens is touched? I do understand why O'Brien's would not want to cough up almost $10,000 if they can get away with it and the dealership is trying to pull a fast one. If you happen to have access to any kind of OEM info that covers this situation, that would be great. But also, let us not forget that for a company the size of O'Brien's, you would think they would have in their procedures book a big keep your grubby fingers off the camera lens, you Muppets. Here, effing here. Liz, good safety tip. Dear Kermit or Ms. Piggy, do not touch the goddamn eyesight camera lens ever. That would work. But I must confess, when I heard the purported replacement cost nearly 10 grand and the claim that the lens could not be cleaned, I did fear that the dealer was giving the customer the full touch-up plus complimentary reach-around with twist and pike for not visiting us in the first instance kind of thing. You think about the camera you could buy for, you know, 10 grand. You could buy a Sony FX3 with a 16-35 f2.8 G Master, dude. Bitchin' ghetto cinema setup, I'd suggest. So I reached out to Inchcape, which imports Subaru into Australia, and here's what they said. Safety is in our DNA, protecting our customers and their family throughout every moment of their journey. Always has been and always will be at the heart of everything Subaru does. Where were we? Subaru's EyeSight Driver Assist technology helps to spot potentially dangerous driving situations before the driver does and uniquely utilizes the two cameras mounted in the windscreen to help detect, minimize, or even prevent collisions. With due respect, this is just nebulous bullshit procedure justifying waffle. And therefore, I fear it really deserves to be called out. EyeSight is not a fucking superpower. It's just not. It cannot perceive hazards before a competent human does. That's just not possible. Subaru's EyeSight system can only protect you if you are a fuckwit who is not paying attention by virtue of goofing off or fatigue impairment or alcohol or drug impairment or by virtue of risk homeostasis or because you just don't take driving seriously enough. It's not X-ray fucking vision. Like, it's just not. Personally, I lost considerable faith in EyeSight a few years ago now when I picked up a new Forester for evaluation from them and I took it for something of an engaging drive on a twisty road, right? I'm looking through the side glass at a particular point because that's where the road ahead actually went. It was like a tight bend, right? And I always do find it somewhat prudent to look where I want the car to go. I'm kind of old-timey like that. It's in all the old advanced driving textbooks, after all. Then a big orange message alert just flashes up between the tacho and the speedo, and I think, I better have a look at that because it might be kind of important. A tire might be deflating or some such, which I would not want to overlook. So I take my eyes off the goddamn road to read the message. It says, and I can't remember the exact words, but it basically says, "Oi, dickhead, keep your eyes on the road." In other words, right, the camera that is looking back at me at all times, stalking me and my behavior effectively, has deduced that looking through the side glass is me driving while distracted. Presumably, it has made this determination because some pinhead programmer in R&D, who clearly can't drive like he means it, has decided that one must only look between the A pillars if one is to drive responsibly. And I am profoundly offended by this because this pinhead, or more likely team of pinheads, has distracted me from driving responsibly with a safety system by warning me not to drive while distracted. For fuck's sake. I doubt that the former Soviet bureaucracy could have executed this any better. So I've formed the somewhat harsh, some would argue, view, maybe the unflattering view, that eyesight is basically a fuckwit driver management system. And to be fair, there are plenty of fuckwit drivers out there who fail to manage themselves prudently, so hopefully eyesight works effectively on them. Let us proceed on the assumption that eyesight makes fuckwit drivers somewhat safer, so they can pass on their genes to the next generation of drivers, and so the circle of life continues. Of course, if you are not one because you have training and develop experience and you pay attention, eyesight is mainly just frustrating, needless, useless intervention. It does not help. So off the soapbox now, where were we? Yeah, Subaru, safety in our DNA, etc. If there were to be any remaining dirt, smears, residue or similar after attempting to clean the lenses, the stereo camera may not detect objects accurately and the eyesight system may not operate correctly. The accuracy of the safety technology is critical and the safety of our customers is of the utmost importance to Subaru Australia, which is why, if touched, the stereo camera is to be replaced. This, of course, is some of the most preposterous bullshit masquerading as safety consciousness that I've ever heard a car company concoct with a straight face. So let's get this together, okay? If the lens gets touched, it cannot be cleaned and the camera needs to be replaced for roughly $10,000. I've worked professionally as a photographer, which is why this lighting setup is so fucking Rembrandt. Like, it is bitchin'. Admit it. I particularly like the rim light up there. Anyway, I'm funny like that. And I've shot a lot of stills and video using camera setups often costing substantially more than $10,000, which I happen to buy with my own money. Occasionally, you know, in the field, inevitably, lenses get touched. We do try to avoid that, but it happens. And when it does, you clean them, dude, after which they are functionally perfect. And the pro tip on this, okay, the front element of any camera lens is the least critical to its optical performance, right? This is because that front element is the furthest element from the plane of focus. So vestigial defects, little scratches, specks of dust, whatever, fingerprints, on the front element, they tend to defocus to the point of obscurity. Hashtag physics. If you buy one of those shitty little GoPro action cams, which are quite versatile, I'd have to say, when they work, there's a piece of essentially disposable optical glass in front of the actual lens. It's just a flat piece of glass. So if you scratch it, you just twist it off and you replace what is effectively a sacrificial clear filter so you don't have to replace a whole shitty action camera which costs less than $1,000. Of course, if you just get a fingerprint on it, you kind of wipe it off with your t-shirt, right? And its performance is undiminished afterwards. And it's got some freaking advanced technology in it, the Horizon Lock, where you can rotate the camera 360 degrees and it's just, boom, locked on level. There's a lot of computing grunt in one of those and it has to detect the horizon and keep it level, so go figure. If you've got an expensive stills lens like a 70 to 200 f2.8 full frame Sony G Master or something, and that is a $3,200 lens, like it is a big piece of glass with a lot of computing grunt in it. Many photographers rock that sort of thing with a screw-on UV filter on the front for the same kind of sacrificial reason. So perhaps we should get GoPro's people to talk to Subaru's people if the ridiculously overpriced replacement camera really does cost that much. But to be frank, those are almost Jeep prices, seemingly, like Jesus. Maybe they should just develop a proper procedure for cleaning superficial greasy smudges off a lens. Because, I don't know, it's the 21st century? Is that a reason? I'm sure Zeiss could oblige with some glorified isopropyl alcohol in a fucking bottle together with some microfiber wipes, which could be marked up by the traditional 1 billion or so percent by Zeiss and then the service department. Easy. Maybe we should have a proper calibration procedure, perhaps designed by an adult this time, that identifies smudges on the lens and recommends cleaning in some situations, instead of this outrageous $10,000 camera replacement option. Like option A, $10,000 camera replacement. Option B, see option A. To be perfectly clear, however, I don't think this is a case of malice or evil or just naked profiteering. It's unlikely to be that. I don't think they had a meeting about how many customers could be bent over in this way. It's far more likely to be a simple case of staggering institutionalized incompetence. And on this, to paraphrase the great Arthur C. Clarke, any sufficiently advanced incompetence is indistinguishable from malice. Especially if you're the bunny expected to wear a $10,000 bill for putting a smudge on a lens that 10 cents in isopropyl alcohol and a shitty microfiber cloth would almost certainly fix. Can we not just test it afterwards to make sure that it works, like it fully works? That's what a calibration procedure is. Full functionality, all systems go to annoy the shit out of you when next you drive, kind of thing. I fully appreciate that Windscreens O'Brien is the most likely candidate to wear this bill because the fingerprints are probably theirs and they can certainly afford the 10 grand. But how many times does this have to happen before they just say, fuck this, we no longer service Subaru customers. And that's going to reduce competition in the marketplace, especially in the regions, and certainly Subaru dealers will profiteer off the back of that reduction in competition. And I further appreciate that this frown would have gone upside down somewhat more seamlessly had Liz darkened the dealer's door in the first instance. And this is one of the reasons for doing this report, right? If you own a Subaru, get the dealer to fix any cracked windscreen. If they touch the camera, it's clearly their problem. There can be no head turning like, whose fault is it? Pass the parcel sort of game, right? However, in this situation, it's really just appallingly bad engineering implementation, right? It could so easily be sidelined by appropriate lens cleaning or protection countermeasures. Like if GoPro can do it in that harsh environment, surely Subaru can do it. Like, come on. If isopropyl alcohol and a microfiber cloth is good enough for a $32,000 Zeiss Cinema Prime lens, it's probably good enough for that pissy little low-rent lens in an EyeSight camera. Or maybe it's really just a cheap plastic lens in that camera, which would be much easier to scratch than actual glass. But then, that makes the $10,000 cost somewhat harder to justify, doesn't it? I would also argue that hiding this gross engineering implementation deficiency behind a cloak of safety is at the core of our DNA. So here's a bill for 10 grand. That's just disgraceful and or inept bullshit. Internally, I'm sure they're quite satisfied with this procedure, this servicing arrangement. Like, some bozo signed off on it, didn't he? It goes like this. If fingerprint, we replace camera, problem resolved, yay for us. This is what happens when companies just stop considering their customers, right? You know that you are living in the golden age of bullshit when someone hands across a $10,000 bill to fix a fingerprint on a fucking piece of glass.